The Elementary and Secondary Education Act targets increased federal support for the most disadvantaged students in the country. Third District Representative Ron Kind says it's a good law requiring accountability. Kind's big concern is proposed funding doesn't meet the federal government's goal of 40% funding for special education.
He's underfunding the special education program when we should be on a phase-in period to reach the full 40% promise that was made back in the 70s, so we can alleviate some of the financial burden at the local level. But the administration is only proposing a very small incremental change.
Kind expects a lot of debate on proposed funding. President Bush visits two Milwaukee schools and Logan High School in La Crosse. La Crosse Superintendent Tom Downs will participate in a roundtable discussion with the president, Education Secretary Rod Page, and the governor. Downs hopes they'll be open to ideas from a successful school district.
I think primarily I want to talk about our focus on small class sizes, our focus on multiple assessments rather than just more testing, you know, from a state and national level. Let's look at other variables that support how kids are doing and how schools are doing.
Down says enough funding is necessary for the new law's required annual testing of students in third to eighth grade. Logan High School was selected for the president's visit because of its relatively high poverty level and students who've done well on standardized tests. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.